Blog Talk Radio.
So I let the bitch hang out with me, right? You know where it got.
This is a DJ Finesse exclusive.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio for 9/11/2013. It's your host, Wayne Benitez. And rest in peace to all the victims of 9/11. We're still in your memory, so much love to all the family. And ladies and gentlemen, we got a guest for y'all. She's been working all over the U.S. and Canada. Her name is Jasmine.
Hello, hello. What an intro.
Yeah, welcome to Wrestling X Factor.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And it's an honor. And Jasmine, were you ever a fan of the wrestling business while you was growing up?
Oh, I don't know about the wrestling business, but I was a fan of wrestling. I was a fan ever since I was like in elementary school. Growing up, there wasn't a single SmackDown or Raw I'd miss. I'd watch it every week.
Yes. Who trained you and got you into the business?
How did I get into the business?
Yes. Who were the persons that trained you?
Okay. Well, I was 16 years old. My first trainer was Taylor Wilde. She trained me for my first 5 months of wrestling. After that, I trained with another trainer that I'm still training with till this day. So it's been 2 years nonstop training.
Awesome. And who did you idolize in the wrestling business?
Growing up, I was a huge fan of Mickie James. She was like my idol. I actually was a late boomer. I started watching wrestling probably 07. I was like in the seventh grade. Back then it was, you know, Mickie James and Trish. They were on TV, so I idolized them, and, you know, that's what I grew up with, so that's what I would watch.
Awesome. And what promotions have you been working for so far?
Ooh, I better go grab the list. No, I'm kidding. Recent promotions, I did Squared Circle just today. On Sunday, I did Fight. Do you want me to name, like, every single promotion, or?
No, just to name a couple, you know.
All right. There's Clash, which is in Michigan, as well as UCW in Michigan. Also XPW, which is in Michigan, that I've recently done. There's also 3AW, which is here in Ontario. I've done PWA, which was also very recent. And I've done some things for CCW here and there. Again, do you like me to grab the list?
Awesome. What are your memories of working with Leah Von Dutch?
Oh, well, I've had, so far I had 2 singles matches with her, surprisingly. My first singles match I've had with her was this Sunday for Fight, and I won. And I did, I fought her again today, and I won. So, I mean, she's great. I mean, I'm winning, so.
Awesome. And also, you also worked with Jules Malone.
Yeah.
And how was that experience?
Working Miss Malone. She's great. I learned something with her every time. She's one of my favorite people to work just because, you know, I can't count how many matches I've had with her, but I always learn something new and definitely always take something out of it.
Awesome. And you also worked with Casey Warfield also?
I believe I worked her 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. It was a show in Michigan. She was great. She really got the crowd going. She really knows how to control a crowd. Wasn't victorious, but hey, I got to hand it to her. She could really work the crowd.
Right. And she's definitely an excellent worker. We had her on here a couple months ago. An awesome lady to talk to.
What's that?
She's an awesome
individual
to talk to.
Oh, yes, I agree. She's awesome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you'll be working soon for AIW Girls Out.
Girls Night Out. Yes, I'm so excited for that. That's October 6th.
Yes, that's another also good indie fit also.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I don't know who I'm working, to be honest, but I'm excited. And my promo will be out soon. I just got to get started on it. But, yeah, I don't know who I'm working yet, but I'm excited.
Do you watch the current product of WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor?
Definitely. You know, I am a wrestling fan first. I don't know. I mean, when people really like to ask me like what I am first, I tell them I'm a wrestling fan before I'm a wrestler. Just because I still feel that I'm a kid at heart, and I still do mark out on the inside every time I see these, you know, these any workers that were ever on TV that I grew up watching, and I still mark out on the inside. So,
right, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And who would you like to work with in the future that's in a business that you haven't faced?
There's a lot of people. I mean, there's so many males and females that I would love to have matches with. Can I just say all of the above? I want to wrestle everybody.
Awesome. Do you have interest in and other women's companies like Shimmer, Shine, and WSU one day?
Yeah, Someday, maybe. I do have interest. Actually, I've been watching Shimmer since I was like 8th grade, you know. I've been watching Shimmer for a while. Growing up, I was a hardcore wrestling fan. So growing up, I'm not going to lie, I did support indies wrestling. I did support mainstream wrestling. I still am of such a big mark. So, I mean, of course.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing's wrong with that. I've been following Shimmer for quite a long time now. I have 2 DVDs here and there. But, yeah, that'd be great if I could ever get on that.
Right. It's like so many women that in that company to work with, like Mercedes Martinez, Athena. Kelly Skater.
Definitely.
Yes. What's your opinion on women wrestling today?
You know, women's wrestling today, I think we've come so far. If you were to take a look at, you know, what, like, indie women wrestling was, I'd say, a decade ago, and look at it now, I mean, it definitely has evolved. You know, I just think women's wrestling has come such a long way from what it used to be. Nowadays, we have so much variety. Variety is a huge thing that I think indie women's wrestling, you know, has.
Certainly, it seems like it's growing all over, even all over the other countries also. Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. It's everywhere, every country, everywhere.
Right. And I just hope they continue to pick it up also, even though what they have these budget cuts going on, that I just hope they concentrate more on bringing back more women's titles and more women talent also.
Well, I'm not quite sure what's going on with them. I never knew they really had financial issues. But if that's the case, yeah, for sure.
Right. Yeah, it's over since they've been going on to the road for tapings. It costs a whole lot, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess because of, you know, they made poor decisions during the past years and stuff, and overspending for no need, you know. Bonnie's big name talent, you know, the Hogan, they got to use the Hogan bill or the pay guys that was also in, they used to be in the WWE, and also guys like Sting also catered to them instead of the younger talent for the future.
Oh, I didn't know that. All
right. And I know our viewers and listeners are probably hearing a little kid in the back. That's my son in the studio.
Oh, yes, I hear him. Hello.
Yeah.
He sounds happy to be alive.
Yeah, he's in, into it. Yeah, I guess the show is not for some of you, for him yet.
Right.
And do you see yourself also going to traveling overseas to like Japan or the UK to work?
You know what? I am itching and I am super eager to travel. If there are any companies in either Japan or Mexico, I'd love to live there for X amount of, you know, days, months, years, depending on living conditions and whatnot. But yeah, most definitely. I'd love to. I'm just waiting and searching for the opportunity to do so.
Right. And that's also where WWE's women's NXT champ Paige came from. Companies in Europe like FWA, her and her mom.
Yes.
And Saraya Knight. Saraya Knight.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, I'd love to travel to more exotic places. Not that there's anything wrong with the UK. I mean, they're great too, but I'd rather like to, you know, branch outside of my comfort zone. I don't mind living in the ghettos of Mexico or Japan, you know, just for the living experience.
Right.
But, yeah, basically, I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah,
you know, it's something different. You know, I like, you got to think of it like this. And this is kind of like I'm known for being a scattered brain. So just think of it like this. You've been pretty much living in a first world country, growing up. You know, wouldn't you want to experience a different culture and, you know, learn a different language? Like, I would love to do that. I'm all about trying new things. I'm a very adventurous person. So the more exotic places I get to visit, the better.
Yeah, they definitely having a success over there with companies in Japan for women also.
Yes, most definitely. Definitely.
Right.
I watch Japanese stuff all the time, and they're just so talented, and I just want to go there and learn, you know what I mean?
Right. And including also companies in WXW also in Germany.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about Germany. Like I said, I wouldn't mind living in the ghettos of Mexico or Japan.
Right.
But, like, you know, like, because of the UK, I mean, that's all cool. I mean, if I were given the opportunity, I'd definitely take it by the throat. But I just, you know, I just want to go to somewhere like that, if that makes
right.
sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, in Mexico, they definitely have tradition that stands there for over hundreds of years. And
yeah,
Libre.
Definitely. And right now, there are so many talented female workers in Mexico.
And one name I'm familiar that I like is Lady Apache.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely. They are being more exposed to other countries also, and including Triple A, they'll be moving more to the U.S. next year. And Triple A Mexico company.
Oh, right.
Yes, they'll be touring the U.S. More next year. Because they have a deal with the El Rey Network that's going to be launching. It's going to be
okay.
The first, right? It's going to be the first bilingual network.
Oh, that's cool. Where have I been? I never heard about this.
Yes, Conan and I was like talking about it, and he's so thrilled about expanding and Triple A and letting it grow, and also the diversity is everything. And they also
right.
be looking for new talent in the U.S. and Canada also.
Well, that's cool.
Right. They definitely need to. Companies need to grow for the mainstream audience to get them noticed.
For sure. For sure.
And how long you've been in the business so far?
Well, I started my training 2 years ago, and I've been training for 2 years straight, nonstop. So I guess I've been in the business for 2 years. I mean, I started doing, like, shows in January. But I don't know if training counts, you know what I mean? But you're technically still in the business. You're still in the environment, you know. You're still interacting with people in the business. So I final answer is 2 years.
Okay. And you you're definitely very young. I'm not 20 yet.
No, I'm not even 19 yet. I'm still 18. I'm getting there, however. I'm getting to legal drinking age, so the future's looking bright.
We got a baby in the business.
Yes.
Yeah. They all started out younger than that, even 13.
Oh, damn, that's young. If my child at 13 told me they want to be a wrestler, I'd backhand them. No, I'm kidding. I don't know, 13, that's pretty hard on the body.
Right. Even legendary guys like Chris Candido, he started at 14. Even Rey Mysterio at 13,
mm-hmm.
while he was in Mexico.
Yeah, you know, it all depends on the person, right?
I
think at 13 years old, I was still very under, like, not developed.
Right.
Yeah, it all depends. All depends how much your body can take, you know.
Right. Then he also says that, you know, the former Kelly Kelly in WWE, she started at 18.
Yeah.
I think that was actually one of the youngest women they had that signed with the company, and she was on to the main. She went on to the main roster at 19.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Right. Because actually, WWE actually started with a lot of them real young at 16 and 17. Even Jeff Hardy was doing squash matches. Him and his brother.
Whoa, yes. What was that?
Yes, him and his brother on the Indies. Mm-hmm.
Dude, did you hear that? It was like 90 seconds. Did you hear that, or was that through my phone?
Right, that's the delay. We still have 5 extra minutes.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
They doing an overrun here at Blog Talk Radio, so.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Is Blog Talk? Ooh, I can people hear her voice while we're doing this interview, or is it just us that can hear her?
We can still continue going.
Okay, because her voice is creeping me out. It's like coming out of nowhere. It's like 60 seconds.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying though. But they waiting on the next show.
Can the
but
people
it's,
hear it?
No, but it's an over.
Can hear the voice. So only we could hear the voice.
Right.
Okay, so people are probably listening to this thinking, what are they talking about?
we were talking about younger talent getting their start real early for certain companies.
Right.
Right. It's about, hello?
Hi.
Yes. It's about, they really can start any age in the business. You can even all these storylines they showed over the years, even with WCW, it had Ric Flair's son Reed Flair when he was still around.
Yeah, I mean, like there isn't. I guess you could say there's not an age to go into business.
Right.
You know, you can have a toddler come in there and bump in feed for like co-signs and stuff, and you could have someone who's like 65, right? So
right.
Yeah, man, totally down for like the whole the age don't matter thing because you know I'm the one talking 18, so yes,
right.
Wrestling fan.
Right.
Matter.
Right, because they actually had his 13-year-old son Reed Flair in a main event tag match on WCW Nitro in 2000.
I believe I was, how old was I? 2000. I don't even think I was in school, but no, I wasn't in school. I can't remember. But
yeah,
I don't remember watching that.
Yeah. Do you have any upcoming events you want to plug or any other thing?
Yes, for sure. Let me just pull up my calendar right here. Let me open up the calendar right here, right quick. Okay, so this coming Sunday, I have Smash Wrestling. I'll be wrestling on the pre-show. On the 28th, I have BSC, which is Max Pro. I'm not quite sure I'm working there, but it's going to be a fun show in Timmins, Ontario. On the 5th, I have GCW in Oshawa. On the 6th, I have AIW. On the 12th, I have UCW in Bay City, Michigan. On the 19th, I have Border City Wrestling in Windsor. On the 20th, I have 3AW in Orillia, Ontario. On the 26th, I have Zombie Wrestling at the Transact Club in downtown Toronto. And that is my October schedule.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you know that you can also plug your stuff on our wrestling group page, Wrestling X Factor group page on Facebook also.
Yeah, so be sure to follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @LookIt'sJasmine. If you like random stuff and cheese, feel free to follow me.
Awesome. And it's just been an honor for you to be up on here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And I appreciate it so much, Jasmine. Definitely. And I know Right. Our viewers are definitely thrilled to have you come up here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for putting up with my scatterbrain. Yes, it's been a pleasure. Good night, everybody.
All right. You can come back anytime you want for Wrestling X Factor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. And you.
All right.
You have a good evening.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You too.
All right.
All right. Bye bye.
Yes, that was the lovely Jasmine. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to end the show. Reach us up on Wrestling X Factor group page for this archive or Blog Talk Radio for this archive of this episode. And it looks like my son is about to make a heel turn right now. So, this is your host, Wayne Benitez, signing off. Later, y'all.
Everybody get up. DJ Burnett.
Your ass too. Swag on them even when you're dragging.